Good morning again, and thank you for tuning in to the Pikes Peak Auditors podcast. We're doing a live listener interactive podcast live stream on YouTube on my Pikes Peak Auditors channel. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google. The first question we're going to answer today is there anyone that I haven't done an audit with that I would like to? The answer is yes. Many different people. To start with, News Now Colorado, San Joaquin Valley Transparency, First Amendment Strike Team has been helping me out along the way, but I haven't done an audit with him yet. And there's so many more people that I want to do an audit with. So if anyone wants to do an audit with me, you can email me at pikespeakauditors2018@gmail.com. The next question from Cameras Everywhere is, does my family and friends know that I'm an auditor? Well, I've told my mother and my older brother. They don't necessarily, you know, my mother doesn't get it, but my older brother does. So, next question. Yep, smooth sounds of Pikes Peak Auditors. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break on the podcast. So the question was, what does my family think about me auditing? My mother thinks that I'm crazy and that I'm going to go to jail, of course. My older brother, he gets it. He gets it. You know, he understands that, you know, I'm just out here standing up for my rights. And I'm just here to show the injustices that, you know, that we all face. Each and every day, somebody is getting arrested falsely for something that is lawful or, you know, a mistake, you know. The next question, in general, am I afraid of the police? To be honest, I was afraid of the police for the first 6 months after my false arrest. I wouldn't come out of my house. So yeah, you could say I was afraid of the police. Now, not so much. They declined to file. It's been over 6 years and they finally declined to file. So I'm not afraid of the police. Now I take my camera out and I videotape them. So then the next question is from Mary. Do I feel like my local police department has taken more notice to me since beginning auditing? Absolutely. I've never given anyone in Colorado, any police, my ID, and they somehow have my name. So yes, I do. Next question, Dee Dee. Are more people recording the public servants as they see more unity out there? I believe so. Bama Camera asks, do I like auditing or cop watching better? Well, I like cop watching, but auditing is very fun. You get lots of interaction going in with a camera to places that you know it's legal to do so, and other people just don't realize that. So there's a good question here. Do I see a difference between cop watching and cop blocking? Well, I mean, are they the same thing? Are they not the same thing? I don't know. Okay, we're going to switch topics just a little bit. Auditing America went live this morning and was asking everyone to send links to his email if they'd like him to post the links. He's not going to mirror the videos on YouTube, but he actually is a very big supporter of the auditing community, cop watching community. If you haven't seen any of his videos, definitely check out Auditing America. We'll be back right after this. We're going to dedicate this portion of the podcast to Eric Brandt. He has to go do 90 days in jail starting tomorrow. So we're going to dedicate this to him. And we're going to go ahead and get into some more questions. Someone wants me to break down auditing into certain styles. Well, all right. So this is how I feel about auditing in different styles, cameras everywhere, such as aggressive, silent, educational. I agree, it's gonna be, hard to decipher, mine in particular, because I'm kind of all over the place. But not today. I know Eric Brandt goes in tomorrow, everyone. So the last question was about the different styles, and currently I have my own style. I do it differently. I look at the totality of the situation I'm about to go into. And what I mean by that is just take the mask, for instance. I looked it up. I know what's lawful. I know what's legal here in Colorado. So I put the mask on and I went to work. Took my camera out and just started filming, and for over 3 hours that day, I had no contact whatsoever with police. I went to Denver. I used a different tactic, which was aggression with a mix of trying to educate and also having the mask on, was just to prove a point that it's not illegal here. Now, I understand there's some people in the South and in other states where it is illegal. So the question was, how do I categorize and what do I think about the different styles? The aggressive style that Eric Brandt has, I think it gets attention. I think it gets the police's attention. I think it gets public officials' attention, and maybe in a good way, maybe in a bad way, maybe not. But I do agree with his style because he gets the attention and he draws the attention to where it needs to be. Your style does make you unique. My approach, currently is I'm trying to be very respectful and I'm trying to just say, hey, look, when they try to ID me, when I know I'm lawfully engaged in a lawful activity, there's no reason to ID. No, there's no way I'm gonna ID. So High Desert Community Watch is one of my favorite auditors because he has just a different tactic. He doesn't cite the laws. He's just right there with them. He knows, hey, look, I'm in the right, and I'm gonna tell you I'm in the right, and you're gonna accept it, or you're gonna take me to jail. And that's the way it should be because if they take him to jail, it's unlawful. So if we're standing up and we're not backing down, that's absolutely the way it should be. If you're not engaged in an unlawful activity, do not ID yourself, period. There's no reason to. So thanks everyone for tuning in to the podcast. We're going to take a break on the podcast for a quick commercial. So the police are trained to act the way they act, right? They're trained to just get your ID no matter what, whether you're doing a lawful activity or whether you're not doing a lawful activity. I want to talk about Eric Brandt for a minute. So his style is a bit different than everyone else's. He yells F the police, and it's F the cops day and things like this. Well, that's understandable because there is free speech. Remember that. And he does choose when and where he does it. So don't forget that either because he's very calculated in what he does. He's doing 90 days for chalk, for sidewalk chalk, writing with the same stuff that children write with on a sidewalk. It's absolutely ridiculous. The same cop that arrested him for that is doing 90 days, this exact same amount of time for a sexual act on a on a person in his custody in his police car while on duty. You know, that's ridiculous. So yes, I do think that it's time that we recognize that Eric Brandt is good for the movement, even though his tactics are different. He is very hardcore and aggressive, but very well, very, very intelligent, very well knowledgeable in everything that he does. So he's going to go in there, and I noticed that he said he has 4 crates of legal documents to go inspect. Thank you, welcome to Paradise, for joining in. We're on the Listener Interactive podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and we're live streaming to YouTube currently. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. I'm going to cut the podcast off, and we'll keep the live stream going. Into jail tomorrow. You know, it's up to us to make sure that we keep going. You know, James Freeman and High Desert Community Watch, San Joaquin Valley, Casey Camera Boy not getting monetized. He's an amazing auditor who does not do anything really wrong. He doesn't cuss. He doesn't have vulgarities really in his stream. So I don't understand YouTube not monetizing that gentleman. I was looking for Eric. I see these guys yelling at the cops. I yell, "Our no justice." They finished my sentence. That's awesome, Brian. So, and that's the point. You know, we're getting, just take me for example, right? I've been on YouTube for less than a month. And because of the transit the public transportation incident, there are so many people in Colorado and even in the Springs that saw it that I have met 2 different people that were watching it live that I did not know before, right? And for those of you who are just tuning in, you know, News Now Colorado posted a video yesterday, and everyone should go check out the update from his complaint on the officers. There will be updates in the public transportation audit incident on my side. And you will see new audits from me as well. So you have no sound. No sound. Can you hear me now? Yeah, Eric is very respectful. Very, very respectful and very genuine, very nice. And he has helped me tremendously and is still helping me and will help me while he's incarcerated behind the scenes, you know. Bridgeburner, thank you very much for that. I appreciate everyone tuning in. Make sure to check out the podcast. I will get it up here.